This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com. Hey, I'm here with Laura Ellen Anderson, and how on earth are you?
I am very, very well, especially having had my Nutella on my crumpet this morning.
Yeah, we're just discussing breakfast, and I think you've won with breakfast. Mine was Cocoa Pops, less good.
Oh, I do love a Cocoa Pop, though.
Do you?
You can't beat the sound. Can't beat the sound of a Cocoa Pop.
They're Rice Krispies in disguise. I love them. Now, you're an author and an illustrator, and your books are incredible. I've been, like, checking a few of them out. Your drawings are brilliant.
Oh, well, thank you. That's very kind of you.
I wouldn't say if it wasn't true. And you've got a brand new book about to come out.
Yes.
Very, very soon. Can you tell us all about it?
So, Amelia Fang and the Barbaric Ball. So, it's about a young vampire girl with a big heart and her beloved pet pumpkin, Squashy. And her mum and dad, the Count and Countess Fang, are organising the annual Barbaric Ball. But the King of Nocturnia has not been to the ball in many, many years. And rumour has it his wife was eaten by a fairy. But this year he's coming to the ball and he's bringing his son, Prince Tangine. Prince Tangine turns out to be a rather spoilt sprout, and he does end up stealing Amelia's beloved pumpkin. And so her and her best friends, Florence Budwick and Grimaldi Reaperton, have to go on a daring mission to save Pumpy. I was about to say Pumpy. Squashy. Squashy, the pumpkin. Pumpy may be a clue as to a future idea I may have.
See, this world you've created sounds amazing. Like, all of the names of the characters, where do they come from?
So they kind of just fell out of my brain, with Amelia especially. So she kind of began as a doodle, and the words Amelia Fang just spewed out onto the paper. Florence is inspired by my nan, who is sadly not with us anymore. Her middle name was Florence.
Okay.
So it's a little nod to my nan. And Grimaldi, I like the fact that it sounded a bit like Garibaldi. I'm often influenced by food for some reason. Tangine is a bit of an in-joke, so... My partner used to refer to the meal tagine as tangine.
And
he got it mixed up with the word tahini. So we used to make a joke saying, let's have tangine tonight. And so it's a little nod to the people closest to me that have kind of been injected into the story.
Okay. So is the world of, like, the kind of like horror, kind of gothic Halloween world your kind of favourite thing to write about?
Definitely. So for years and years and years, I've been wanting to scratch this Halloween itch that I've had. I'm very, very inspired by the works of Tim Burton. I love the works of Leica Studios, who have made films such as Coraline and Paranorman and Box Trolls. I love them to pieces. And, of course, Hocus Pocus, the Addams Family. So just being inspired and being able to create a world of my own, which has that kind of quirky gothicness, and just being able to celebrate all things Halloween and just a bit silly, really, that time of year, being able to dress up as the characters and just really have fun.
Do you have a Halloween outfit planned for this year?
It may be Amelia, in fact.
Oh, really?
So, lots of celebrations going on, although we've had the idea to go as role reversal, Morticia Addams and is it Gomez?
Gomez
has, but myself as Gomez and my boyfriend as Morticia. So there's an idea there.
That's a great idea. Could be very interesting. That's amazing. So we should get back to the story, I guess.
Yes.
So Amelia, what happens to her on a quest to get Squishy back? What happens next? I mean, I know you can't ruin too much of the story. But...
No. So obviously she loves Squashy to pieces and she really, really wants to get him back. But she's a lovely, lovely person and a great friend, and she doesn't want to do anything to hurt anyone. But sometimes she has to take a chance in order to get him back. So without spoiling too much, she's not mean to Tangine, but she has to do something she's not very happy about in order to get her pumpkin back. So she does feel guilty, and you'll see she discovers a lot of things about the character of Tangine that explain a lot of the reasons why he acts the way he does.
Okay.
So the story gets a little bit deeper, kind of three quarters of the way through. So it can be read on many levels, and you start to understand why he's acting the way he is. I never like to just write a bad guy for the sake of it. I like them to have depth. And, you know, there is one point where you may feel sorry for him. Gasp.
So. And it's the first of three books, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
So do you have the other two planned out in your head already?
Yes, so the second book is actually written already.
Oh, wow.
So I'm in the process of illustrating it, which is terrifying because the first book hasn't even come out.
Yeah, of course.
But I get to draw lots of unicorns, which is terribly good fun. And the third book is currently being written at the moment, which I have planned out. I'm still figuring out a few things as I write it, and naturally new ideas develop as you're writing the book. But it's tons of good fun. So I'm having too much fun, actually. And some of the conversations I have with my agents and editors whilst writing the book, if anyone hacked into the phone call, they'd have a field day, I think.
They'd be like, out of context, this makes no sense.
What are they talking about?
do you prefer writing or drawing, or does it depend what mood you're in?
That's a really hard question. I really enjoy both, but it can depend on what day of the week it is, what kind of mood I'm in. Sometimes I would get up and I'll be really inspired to draw. Sometimes the amount of drawing I do can give me a little bit of a sore hand. So they're the days where I think, well, I'll revert back to the writing. Right now, for example, I'm super inspired to write because I'm halfway through writing book three and all I want to do is get the story out. At the same time, I'm really sad to know that I'm finishing up book three and it's always that moment where you hand it in and go, here you are.
Yeah.
You miss it for a while. It's like, oh no, it feels like home when I'm writing it. So
I guess you've been in that world for so long.
Yes.
And then you're kind of like living it out a bit longer because it's about to be released, but you're like, well, yeah, I've done the third one already. So it must be an odd kind of state of flux, I guess.
Yeah, as you say, you're kind of absorbed into that world for so long. So then suddenly when you're thrown back into reality, you're like, oh, okay, there aren't angel kittens and unicorns wandering around and vampires and bouncy pumpkins as much as I would love that. So
sounds
I'm determined,
like a much more fun world.
Determined to have a pet pumpkin one day.
I've got a little quickfire round, if that's
yes,
okay.
Yes, go for it.
So I do this with a lot of authors. Mm-hmm. Just going to see how you match up or, differ to them, basically.
Let's see.
Here we go. Books or Kindles?
Books.
Yeah, everyone says that. I don't know why you're asking that.
You can't beat the smell of a book.
It's true. Heroes or villains?
Villains.
Unicorns or yetis?
Yeticorns?
Oh, I'll give you that. Yeah, I like that. Film adaptation or TV adaptation?
Film adaptation, if I have to go really fast.
Yeah. Writing or reading?
Reading. I do love writing.
Okay, Hogwarts or Narnia?
Hogwarts.
I thought you might say that. Christmas or Halloween?
Halloween.
Laptop or write by hand?
Right by hand. Yeah, right by hand.
Okay. Baking cakes or biscuits?
Cakes.
Drawing or writing? That's quite tricky. That's quite mean.
It is a mean one. Drawing, writing. Today, writing.
Okay. Bookshop visit or school tour?
Bookshop visit.
And I think the most important one, salt and vinegar or cheese and onion?
Oh, cheese and onion if we're going for crisps.
Yeah. Why else would you take that? I'm intrigued.
I don't know, actually. Yeah, cheese and onion.
Cheese and onion. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, you've completed that one. Is a real 50-50, that one. No author has given me a definitive answer. Everyone's a bit like funny on that one. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
And popping by. Would you like to tell the listeners the name of your book and where they can get it and your website as well?
Yes. So the name of the book is Amelia Fang and the Barbaric Ball. And it will be published by Egmont on the 5th of October. You can get it from all good bookshops, order online, obviously from Waterstones and Amazon and various other online stores. And my website is www.lauraellenanderson.co.uk. So have a gander. I've also got a Twitter and a Tumblr, so if anyone's around those social platforms, you can
have a look. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me. Really nice to be here.
Thanks. So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.